We're in Hilchas Sukkah, Simen Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, and we are just up to Sif Yud. We're discussing the Schach. So the Mechaber writes, Sukkah She'en Lo Gag, a sukkah that was made without a roof. What does that mean? So he gives us two examples. Kagon Shoyu Roshei Adafanos Defukas Zo Bezo Kamin Srif. What you did was, you just took two walls and you put them against each other. So when you're left with something of a teepee, you're left with something of a tent, where the two sides come up and then meet at a point on top, but there's no roof. That's one case. O shesomach rosh hadofin shel sukkah lekosel. Or one wall was the wall of a building that you're using, and then the opposite wall was a wall that you leaned against the building. So that what you have is the wall and a wall that is leaning against it. But again, no roof. Says the Mechaber, Tzula, that is puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because a sukkah must have a roof. V'im hoyolo gag, what if it does have a roof? Afilu tefach, even if that roof was no wider than one tefach. So the halach is it's going to be kosher. Oh, shehigbia hadofen hasamach lekosel min hakarka tefach. You know, that wall that was leaning against the wall behind it? What you did was, it wasn't sitting on the ground, it was actually elevated a tefach. So you put a stone under it, so that it was lifted up a tefach and only began from there. So what we could say is that the tefach of space underneath it would serve as a wall, and this slanted wall would now become the roof. The halach is kshera. So the halach is that is kosher. So the Mechaber holds that even if this tefach you've got is avir, is airspace, it would nevertheless count as your roof. The reason being that since within three tefachim we consider everything lavud as if it's closed up, so that airspace now becomes schach, or in the case of the wall, the airspace becomes wall, and the halach is that makes your sukkah kosher. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Magen Avraham adds to this, that if the slant is such that within three tefachim of the other wall, what you have is a tefach, so that really what you could do is you can say that as soon as it gets within three tefachim of the other wall, you have the width of a tefach there, and therefore it's as if it's filled in, then you automatically have created a roof. Even though the top of it is sharp, nevertheless we look at it as if it's filled in and it counts as a roof. This is all within the Shitas HaMechaber, whereas the Ramah says, Hagol, V'yesh omrim sha'tefach lo tiyeh avir. Some say that that tefach should not be avir, it cannot be just airspace. Rak min hadofin o haschach, it must be filled in. Since you're calling it a roof, lovud, the idea that it's ki'ilu, it's as if it's closed up, will not create a roof or a wall. Once you have a roof or a wall and you have problems of spaces that have to be sealed up, for that lovud will work. But to go ahead and create a roof or create a wall, for that lovud would not be sufficient. So for that, the halach is you need an actual tefach filled in with whatever the wall or schach is made of. So that's the first thing. The Bir Halacha says, roi, it is the right thing to be choshesh for the shita. Furthermore, the Ramah says, V'tzar shia ba zayin tfachim al zayin begova yud tfachim. The halacha is that the minimum shear of a sukkah is 7 by 7 tfachim and 10 tfachim high. Those 10 tfachim, the height of the 10 tfachim, must be within the 7 by 7. So let us say you have a case of a sukkah that is 7 by 7, but its walls slant in. What's going to happen is that before you reach the height of 10 tfachim, the walls are already going to be coming closer than 7 by 7. That would not be kosher. So what you need is 7 by 7 by 10 tfachim that are not closed off, that do not have wall or schach falling into them. You have to have clearance of 7 by 7 by 10 tfachim in order for this to be a sukkah kshera. So it is 7 by 7 to the height of 10 tfachim. Gam, tzara sheyu atfanas, la'achar shem gvoim yud, the walls, once they're past 10 tfachim, asuyas midover shemesacharim behem. It must be made of something that you can use for schach, meaning, if what you're doing is telling me that the wall over my head becomes schach, then it's got to be made of something that schach could be made of. so that you can't have a wall that's made of something that's possible for sichuch, and then tell me that your wall is also your schach. So let's take the case where it is lifted off, a tefach off the ground, where according to the Ramban has to be filled in with something. So say it is filled in with a piece of wood. You have a piece of wood of one tefach. Then the wall slants and it becomes your schach. The halacha is that above the 10 tefachim point, meaning if you would draw a line of 10 tefachim from the ground, hitting the schach in your area of 7x7, from the 10 tefachim on, it must be made of schach kosher. The rest of it is not relevant. Not only that, but let's say the entire sukkah is made of, or this entire slanted wall is made of material that is kosher for schach. So even though all you've got is a tefach on top that you're counting as your schach, this is really your wall. You can actually sleep under it. This is a chiddush. Even that which you are counting as a wall, if it is made of something that is kosher l'schach, you're allowed to sleep under it, and it's considered sleeping under the schach and not sleeping under the wall. At the end of the Mishnah Berurah here, at the end of the siman, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very important prima gadin. He says, what do we do when you have a machlokas l'halacha, when there are different shitas of something's kosher and possible with regard to sukkah? So he says that if the shaila is a shaila of a doraisa, then obviously you have to go l'chumrah, and you shouldn't use that sukkah. What if you have no other sukkah? So the question is, should you eat there or should you eat in your house? Of course, you're better off eating there. And the halacha would be, though, that you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. You couldn't make the bracha of Leishe Basukkah. Whereas, what happens if the suffix is in a Durabonon, not in a Doraisa? So there the halacha is that if you have another sukkah available, go to the other sukkah. If not, come to this sukkah and do make a bracha. At the end, the Mishnah Berurah says, Adayin Tzarech Iyin Ktsas, meaning, even though it's a Durabonon, do we nevertheless make a bracha where there's a machlokas? So Tzarech Iyin Ktsas, but the Yikra Din, the way he puts it, is that in a Savi Durabonon, you can actually make a bracha.